Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. So, Merry Christmas. Do you all know why we still say Merry Christmas? When was Christmas? Has it already been here?
Yeah.
Did you have to wait a long time for Christmas to come? Did it feel like you had to wait a long time? Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to talk about today, is how it's hard to wait sometimes. Did you guys have a hard time waiting for Christmas and all the celebrations and the music and probably some gifts? Was that hard to do? Yeah, a little bit? Well, today we heard a story about Jesus when he was still a little baby, and there are two people in our story that waited a long, long, long time to get to meet Jesus. Years and years and years, right? And today in our story, when they finally get to meet Jesus, they are very excited. They are so excited that God's Son has come to the world. They've been waiting for him, and now he's here. And you know, that's what we get to celebrate this whole Christmas time, right? The whole 12 days of Christmas that we get to celebrate. We remember Jesus being born, not just on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but all these many days. And we welcome Jesus as a child. And then throughout this year, we will hear stories about Jesus when he has grown up and is teaching us and doing miracles and sharing God's love. Yeah. They are two of the people in the story, but the two people who are most excited were Simeon and Anna. Yeah, we don't hear about them except in this story in Luke's gospel. So remember Simeon and Anna, all right? And remember that sometimes we wait for God's love to come to us, but this Christmas, we get especially excited that Jesus was born to us in this time. All right, how about we say a prayer before we all run away? Can we do that? Before you run away. All right, why don't you repeat after me? Dear God, thank you for Jesus, the best gift this Christmas. Amen. All right, thanks for coming up, everybody. Well, before Christmas comes, there is indeed a lot of waiting. And maybe for some of us, it feels like more waiting than others. And perhaps there's also a lot of work involved as you all prepared for Christmas with the decorating and the shopping and your preparations. And then finally, Christmas Eve was here, right? Just a few days ago, and Christmas Day. And then it was probably over in a flash. And Christmas was barely over when, I'm guessing, a few of us began returning gifts or taking advantage of year-end sales. Maybe some of you have even started taking your Christmas decorations down. Christmas is over, right? We are going back to our usual routines and our ordinary lives. But in the Christian community, we hold on to Christmas longer than just a few hours. We actually celebrate Christmas for 12 days, up until the day of Epiphany. Christmas is a season for us as Christians, a season that sees us into the new year as days begin to get longer and lighter. Christmas is the season that brings us through the darkest days of the year with the promise of the light that has come to us in the form of God's Son, Jesus. There is nothing ordinary at all about Christmas or about Jesus or the light that he brings to our lives today. Well, as we continue on this journey through these 12 days of Christmas, today we meet Mary and Joseph and Jesus in our gospel reading, going on about their ordinary yet extraordinary lives after Jesus' birth. We meet them today going to the temple for Mary's purification and Jesus' presentation. And we only hear this story in Luke's gospel, so it's special for us. The Jewish law provided for a ceremony of purification for a woman who had given birth to a male child 40 days after the birth. If you want all the details, you can read about it in Leviticus chapter 12. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 2, the Lord said to Moses, we heard this in Luke's gospel, consecrate to me all the firstborn. As the firstborn son, Jesus was to be dedicated to God. And then if we back up one verse from our gospel reading today, in verse 21, we hear also of Jesus' circumcision on the eighth day, a sign of God's covenant with Israel. This child Jesus, we are told today, was not only born to Mary and to Joseph, but into a community of people who lived in relationship with God. Now, the Gospel of Luke shows us that Mary and Joseph were Jews who observed and followed the law. They followed the Roman law they lived under that required them to go to Bethlehem for the census at the time of Jesus' birth. And now they go to the temple to bring their child into their community of faith as the law of Moses required. Although their customs are somewhat different from ours, we know that for all people, the birth of a child is an important event marked by rituals and celebrations. This was true for Mary and Joseph, just as it is for us today. And so we hear this story of the rituals following Jesus' birth, Mary and Jesus entering into their community marked and blessed. And it is in this moment, this ordinary yet extraordinary moment, that we meet two more interesting people, a man and a woman who are old and wise and very much waiting and watching for God at work in the world in a new way. Simeon enters the scene first, and we're told that after waiting a lifetime to see the Messiah, Simeon is guided by the Holy Spirit and enters the temple. The gospel writer tells us that Simeon was righteous and devout, and that the Holy Spirit told him that he would see the Messiah before he died. So imagine this scene of Simeon in the temple this day. And at his first glimpse of Jesus, he moves towards him, takes him out of Mary's arms and into his own, and begins praising God. Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. We hear from Simeon today that from the very beginning of Jesus' life, his presence in the world marked God at work in a new way. For Jesus came not only to save his own Jewish people, but to bring salvation to the Gentiles, to everyone else as well. God came to a world in need, bringing light and life, even in the form of this small baby. Simeon today proclaims God's promises of salvation, light, and glory as he holds the baby Jesus. Well, I think as we continue to imagine this scene unfold, we might imagine Mary and Joseph's surprise as they watch this man that they didn't know hold their child and listened to him speak of salvation. A man who had never met Jesus knew who he was without any introduction at all. But for Simeon, this moment is not a surprise. After all, he had been waiting and watching his whole life for the Messiah. Seeing Jesus for him meant that he had seen the Messiah, the Savior of his people. And in Jesus, Simeon sees not only the baby Jesus is today, but the man Jesus will become. In this moment, Simeon is not so much focused on Jesus' presentation as he is on the future. He anticipates what Jesus' life will mean. Simeon says to Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." These are words that speak of the difficult road Jesus will travel and the changes and challenges he will bring. Not everyone, we know, will be pleased to see Jesus or hear his call to live God's ways of mercy and forgiveness and generosity and love. Jesus is not the Messiah many people will be expecting. This child born in a stable to parents who on this day could only afford a sacrifice of turtle doves, a sacrifice reserved for the poor, those who could not afford a lamb. This child born into the humblest of circumstances, with no earthly power or wealth, is the true Savior of the world. And Simeon was not the only one who recognized Jesus. We meet Anna the prophet today, there in the temple as well. And when she sees Jesus, she too recognizes him and begins praising God and telling everyone about this child who would redeem Jerusalem. Anna, we are told, was an old woman, a prophet, a woman who was always in the temple fasting and praying, watching and waiting for God to appear. And she too, after a lifetime of waiting, recognizes Jesus. Not one, but two people recognize who Jesus is today after a lifetime of waiting and watching. And they share their hope and their joy with everyone around them. So what about you? What about us here today? What is our reaction to Jesus breaking into our world, bringing salvation and life and light? Gathered here just a few days after we celebrated his birthday, I wonder if we are already over it. Have we moved on back into our ordinary lives now that Christmas Day has come and is gone? Maybe you feel like there is nothing more to wait for. No more surprises in store for you this Christmas. Well, to you and to me, God's word comes to us today, promising that Jesus will be revealed to us again and again. The Christian life is one indeed of waiting and watching. Waiting and watching for Jesus to appear in forms and in places and in people we might expect and in ways that might still surprise us. Maybe this day or this year, you will glimpse God's love and light in another person, as Simeon and Anna did in the face of a baby. Maybe for us, it will be in the face of a friend or a stranger, a parent or a neighbor, a teenager or a teacher. Christmas is the time each year when God tells us this story again of how Jesus came to us in a surprising way, in an ordinary way, and yet in an extraordinary way, and was greeted with joy by his parents and the shepherds and the angels and Simeon and Anna. The celebration of Christmas continues for us as Christians, even as the rest of the world might not recognize what has happened or think that anything has really changed. Simeon and Anna were on the lookout for Jesus, for their Messiah. And when they saw Jesus, they praised God. They shared the good news of the one who breaks into our world when we least expect him, bringing light into our darkness. So this Christmas season, and in this new year, Simeon and Anna, I think, invite us to do the same, to wait and to watch, to see and to recognize, to rejoice and to share the good news of Jesus. Christmas is not over. It is, in fact, a new beginning that is anything for us but ordinary. For this baby Jesus holds the promise of salvation for you and for me and for this world. We begin a new year with hope in the Christmas message, knowing that Jesus has come to us and is revealed to us through the ordinary and through the extraordinary, through people young and old who carry the light of Christ and reveal God's love through kindness and patience and wisdom and wonder and prayer and praising. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I pray that you and I may be like Simeon and Anna this day and this year, always looking for the Messiah, moved by the power of the Holy Spirit, praising God when we see Jesus, our Savior, revealed to us, and anxious always to share the good news of God's love for all people. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Amen.